Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 17:28, Johannesburg 15:26, Mbombela 19:29.
Op die paaie, stadige verkeer op die paaie van Midrand. Eerstens, daar is 'n stilstaande trok op die N1 Noord, net voor Nieuwweg, waar die verkeer ontwrig vanaf voor die bekloewisselaar. En jy kan ook stadige verkeer verwag vir die verkeersligte by te werking op Olifantsfonteinweg en die N1 snelweg.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Protea coach Rob Walter picks Andrej Nokia ahead of Katia for the Champions Trophy. And Djokovic joins Alcaraz and Sinner in round two, but Kyrgios is out.
Die onafhanklike eksamenraad se uitslaa is bekend gemaak vandag met 'n slagsyfer van 98,47%. Nou volgens die liggaam is dit die hoogste slagsyfer in die afgelope 5 jaar. So minstens 16,300 kandidate het die eksamen afgelê. Liv Schuko het meer besonderhede.
The IEB says all candidates who successfully completed the exams last year obtained a pass that qualifies them for tertiary study, for bachelor's degree, diploma, and a higher certificate. This includes those who attained an endorsed certificate. 89% of the cohort achieved entry to study towards a degree, 7% qualified to study for a diploma, and 1% of the candidates will be able to study at higher certificate level. A further 0.2% achieved an endorsed certificate. Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
In verskeie skole het reeds begin om hulle toppresteerders bekend te stel. Jack White van Kearsney College in KwaZulu-Natal het 8 onderskeidings behaal.
But yeah, it's a great relief to see that I've done as well as I could have. I couldn't have asked for more. I'm very, very happy.
Lushlelo Sibisi van dieselfde skool het ook 8 onderskeidings.
I think it was just trying to find a balance between sort of having time to myself to do other things outside of academic while also prioritizing my work.
Dan in Noordwes in Stilfontein reddingswerk daar het ervat om onwettige myners wat steeds ondergrond is na die oppervlak te bring. Volgens berigte in die media is daar nog meer as 100 mense ondergronds en 'n prokureur by Lawyers for Human Rights, Mametre Sebei, sê minstens 100 mense in skag 11 is reeds dood.
For 13 days these miners did not have food, did not have water, did not have medication. But also, nobody could be able to rescue them, nor could they, of course, escape or get out of the mine by any other route.
En ten slotte, 'n vraag wat die hele Brittanje aan die gons het. Hoe gereeld was jy jou badhanddoeke? Nou, daar is navorsing gedoen hieroor en dit klink asof mense in die algemeen een keer per week handdoeke was, maar een studie van 100 mense het getoon dat 1/3 van hulle maar net een keer per maand hulle handdoeke was en dan is daar selfs 'n handjie vol mense wat erken dat hulle dit slegs een keer per jaar doen.
Ag nee.
Julle moet Rob sy gesig sien. Dit is nogal verskriklik, maar daar is ook goeie nuus. In Indië is daar ook 'n studie gewees. 20% van die mense wat deelgeneem het aan daardie studie was hulle handdoeke 2 keer per week. Nou dit klink soos 'n ligte storie, maar dit is belangrik want die studies wat gedoen word daaraan dat nie alle bakterieë en kieme afwas wanneer jy stort nie en dan 'n nuwe tuiste in jou handdoeke vind. So was maar eerder meer. As minder. Ek is Marlene Fischer, top story this hour. The Independent Examinations Board has achieved an overall pass rate of 98.47%.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
2 August ago, I told the truth, oh, but you didn't like it. You went home. You're in your pants, I'm by the gate. Now you go alone, charm all the people you train for. You mean well, but aim low. And I'll make it known, like I'm getting paid.